This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love nights like, you know, this is open mic, 855, what the heck is my number? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. There's so much out there that we need to talk to. And you guys send me, I wade through between 150 and 200 emails a day. Not that I'm that popular, but I don't have any help, so I do it myself. And so, you know, it's very hard for me, but I get to some of these stories. And when you guys do two or three or four or five stories of the same thing, then I figure it's got to be real. And I do a little research on it, and I'll pull them up, and we'll start dealing with them. So I've let some of them kind of build up, if you would. And I think that, you know, it's time that we do some of them. And I think if you guys would, if you send me a link, some of you I know say, you know, you never do my stories, and I go back and look for your email address. And the email address has, I tell you, put a capital TRS in the subject line. Right? If you put a capital, then I know it's a story coming from a listener. Otherwise, I think you're trying to sell me, you know, what are those, the Eagle sunglasses, all that other crazy stuff that they're always trying to sell me. Anyhow, you know, if you want to pick up Eric Golub's viewpoint on politics and what's going on, you can head over to his website as well. We'll put that, I can't even pronounce it. It's tiger.com, something along those lines. But I'll have the producer put it up on the website and even on the Facebook page later on. Because, you know, I mean, again, he's got some great books. Yeah, Ray-Ban. I know. Are they Ray-Bans? You guys think you're so smart. That those cheap... Can I say that? I don't even know if they're a sponsor. Right? Those cheap eagle sunglasses. You want to see like an eagle? They got those yellow lenses on them. How stupid and crazy is that? Yeah, anyhow. Look, what do you guys have in your story? I haven't had a chance to check this out. I'd love it if somebody would check this out, because I don't know how true it is. But it says that Congress is going to bypass the FBI to move to charge Hillary with a federal crime. Now, I've asked a couple of lawyers that. They say, well, they really can't do that because ultimately it's the Department of Justice, the DOJ, that takes it on, files the charges. Congress doesn't file charges. They make laws. This is why I say some of you get so wrapped up. Oh, let's do it. Let's start a campaign. Let's don't do stupid stuff. Does it make sense? Yes. But don't do stupid stuff. That's going to get us nowhere. Just waste energy. Take resources, take money, and I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about people resources. Right? So she wasn't criminally charged by anything. Even though the FBI came in over and over and over and over again, said, yeah, she broke the law, yeah, she lied to us, yeah, she did this, yeah, she did that. So they're now, they're requesting that Congress write a request to actually arrest her, based on the lies she told and Comey's testimony at a congressional at the congressional hearings. So I haven't had a chance to really check that one out, so I don't know how true that is or isn't. Then we can get in some of these stories I love too. I just think are wonderful. when you guys send me this stuff, let's hit some of the job reports. You know, we always hear how much better the economy is doing, right? How it's picking up a little bit. People, you know, it's slow, but it's getting better. I don't know on what planet. Seriously, I have no idea what planet. General Dynamics is talking about laying off over 700. Oh, it is fake. See, there you go. I love you guys. It is fake. It was a fake story. I told you it didn't make any sense to me. Because they don't have a right to do that. So the General Dynamics, though, they're laying off over 700 people. But we're doing better, right? I'm just saying. Farmers Insurance is laying off 100 people at their corporate offices. Insurance company? How bad can it be, right? Must be their Obamacare division. They need to lay off that many to make up some money, right? You know, Gannett Outdoor Signs, right? You see those things all over the place? They're laying off over 350 people. What else we got going on here? Bombardier. What is that? Yeah, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't know either. It sounds like a clothing line. I know it sounds stupid, but... Yeah. Oh, it's a Canadian plane and train maker.
Aerospace.
What's that?
Aerospace
manufacturing. But they also make trains. And they're going to get rid of over 7,500 jobs because the economy is doing so much better. Let's see. I know you guys, I should have them all lined up. I don't because they change from day to day. The Northeast Texas Mining Company called Luminant, they're getting rid of 130 people. Rexnard Corporation, I don't even know what they do. They're moving 300 jobs to Medico. They're a manufacturing company. Well, it figures because they don't have to put up with all the EPA. Look, if you're in California and you own a manufacturing company, you're like, you're double screwed. You ever watch that? We watch it all the time. Men in Black, the first movie. When he says, that's double tough, kid. Right, you're double screwed in California because you have the EPA, and then you have its bigger, nastier cousin called the AQMD. And if one don't get you, the other one will. I have a buddy that worked for a company that used spray cans. This isn't an EPA rule. This is a California AQMD rule. And what he had to do was he had to weigh the spray can, paint whatever it was he painted, and then he had to weigh the spray can again and actually log how much paint he used. Or they could get fined for it. I'm sure we'll see you in your house. We'll see you on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Ow, he's a brain. We are back.
Ow!
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the screen did a refresh, and I lost my story. So we'll get back to that in a little bit, but because I got enough of all this other crazy stuff. I got enough of this other crazy stuff to get us through. I started on this one last night, and I didn't finish it. Some of you said, you better finish it tonight. So I will. You know, I started going down the road. We have lost, and again, I know we're not being persecuted like they are in other states, other countries, other areas. But religion, religious people, Christian people, Catholic people, you know, when you're talking, the only book that you scream about, the only book that you consistently want to take out of the public eye is the Bible. When you want to stop these wonderful old men, you know, the Gideons, from giving out the Bible when they're sitting on, where is it? When they're out at in front of schools. And they're not actually in front of the schools. They're on the school corners. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And I never understood it. I never understood why you guys have to go after them like that. It's always been amazing to me. So now the government's coming down and saying the Bibles in these VA in these VA areas, VA rooms, VA doctor's offices, you know, hospitals, doctor's offices, the whole nine yards, they're not going to be allowed anymore because one veteran. And again, so don't get nasty from you veteran guys. I really do love you. I really do care about you. I really do appreciate the time that you spent fighting for my right to be stupid, as you say, as some of you have called me. I get it. But I got to tell you guys, you don't have a right to be stupid either. Here we go. Anyway, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, when the government gets involved in this stuff, when we have a good person there that is willing to do the work for us, you know, for us good people, if you would. And I don't mean just Christians and that kind of stuff. I mean people who are very serious, very interested in what they believe, want to push what they believe. I think we should reward that. We should allow that to happen. Yeah, I know. I am. I'm dancing around looking for the story. It was here a second ago. I want to get rid of... Can we just do away with computers and bring abacuses and legal pads and that kind of stuff in?
The Bible one?
Yeah, let me see. Where'd it go? Here it is. Okay. So, Mikey Weinstein, the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, there's actually a Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, too. I don't know if you guys know that. Okay? He fired off a letter to the medical center on behalf of the veterans alleging that the presence of the Bible inside the government facility is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. Weinstein, a fussy man with a strong aversion to the Lord, to Jesus, seriously? He found that the placement of the Bible was illicit, was wrong, was against the Constitution. And he was not... He was not happy about it at all. He goes on to say, in other words, we need to have some good housekeeping. We need to clean this up. My question to you is, if somebody puts their life on the line for us, if somebody has put their life out there for you and I, is willing to jump in front of a bullet, the freedom, for the freedoms that we have, right? Shouldn't we allow him or her or them or whoever? Shouldn't we afford them the same? I'm just asking. I told you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm simply asking a question. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let me see. And we're going to go... We got to go to a commercial. This thing is totally, 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 totally done for me. But I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Let's see. I'll get one up if they can't over there. Let's see. I got it right there. We will be... Don't you love this? I can't even get that one up. Oh, you're listening to Real Side of GCN. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Come on, play it. The Pledge of Allegiance, you know, I know we live in a free country, and Rick, when he comes on, will probably disagree with me, but I think that should be mandatory. If you don't say it, you get 10 lashes. How's that? That's Joe's new law. We turn this into a dictator. Is Rick on the line? Rick, you there?
I think I probably couldn't back you up on the lashes part, Joe.
How about drawn and quartered? Can we go there?
I think you're going the wrong direction.
My case, I'm a black guy. So immediately somebody says, oh, black guy. Well, he's affirmative action, and, you know, he doesn't have a job, and he's got 14 kids by 12 different women, and, you know, now, and so I'm going, hold on a minute. How about you let me open my mouth and tell you what I'm about? It isn't just because I'm black.
Apparently now, if you have a different viewpoint other than a liberal one, the Constitution doesn't apply to you. But what if you're an illegal conservative?
Is that possible?
If I am driving a car without a driver's license, I've never qualified for one, I never got one, I am not an undocumented driver. I'm an illegal driver. I'm driving illegally.
No, you're a driver without a license.
But that's illegal.
You're a driver without a license,
but this
will get your car impounded.
Sure.
You'll get a ticket, and even if you don't have a license, you will
but
have a place held on you on DMV so that you never get a license.
How, but going back to illegal to drive,
with the things that are going on in Virginia, where the lady had to press the button three times because she kept pressing Romney and kept coming up Obama. Now, you can say that's the voter was clueless. Okay, I'll buy that. But I found out in the last election, on the electronic machines, they have these little chips like you have in your phone and other places. They were putting these chips with the results in an envelope, giving it to a cab driver and having him take it to the county recorder's office. Anybody else think that that's problematic? So after some screaming and yelling this time around, that we'd have to scream and yell, it's just beyond understandable to me. I don't even get that. They've now decided that the sheriff's department is going to take care of this.
The pageant one, she was three years old. She was dressed up like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
role
street walker.
either way. Yeah,
and the mother,
Halloween.
And the mother's going, I don't see what's wrong with it. She's 3 years old.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Welcome back to The Real Side. Maybe. I'm a senior host. It is, you know, tonight must be the Halloween. Tonight is, what is it? They have something that goes on like the night before Halloween. They have a name for it. This is like technology Halloween night. This is just all kinds of Halloween night. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe, a senior host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Devil's Night. Thank you. My board op says Devil's Night is what it's called. And okay, so this must be like the Demonic Angel Night or something like that. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And I really do appreciate the time that you put up with the little issues that we have from time to time. Live radio is wonderful. Only cowards do taped radio. It takes a real man with thick skin to do live radio. Come on. Work with me, people. That's why we call it The Real Side. We just let it go. So we were talking about the Bibles that are removed from you know, federal buildings, office buildings. Please do not send me emails telling me about, you know, the separation of church and state. Yes, on toilet paper somewhere. Doesn't really exist. But let's get past that. And we're talking about this guy that, you know, he found a Bible in a doctor's office waiting room, a VA doctor, and was offended. But what did he go into, an epileptic fit? Did he need help?
Don't we always say it causes gastric problems?
Oh, we did that. We should find that story someday. Right? There was a group of people that said it caused gastric depression or distress or something like that. It was crazy. And I said, the problem wasn't with the Bible. The problem was between the ears. Now, this fellow says the presence of the Bible inside a government facility is a violation of the Constitution, which is wrong. So, the panicked VA staff, they scurried the entire building looking for other Bibles, because you never know when one might just reach up and bite you, come up from under a chair or what have you. You know, in the doctor's office, they could hide under those stacks of magazines and jump out and grab you just when you're ready to go in the office. The Athens CBOC is unsure how this came into the clinic, but it's been removed. Be assured, it's been removed. Ron Cruz, the executive director of the Chaplain of Alliance of Religious Liberty, called the VA's decision to ban the Bible absolutely ridiculous, and I agree with him. Look, if you have served our country, especially if you've served our country, right? You don't have a right to take something away. I mean, those Bibles are there for the guys who do want to read. So the guy that got shot at, that has issues going to a veteran's doctor, you know, and that's why he's going to the VA, he has the same right to see that Bible as you perceive you have not to see it. Why don't you guys go out in the parking lot and fight it out, see who comes back in with the Bible? So the one person said, there's nothing wrong with a Bible being left in the waiting room along with other reading materials. Administrator said, if someone wants to look at the Bible, they don't have to look at the Bible. But it can be there for someone who may want to look at it and may find it helpful in a time of crisis. Now, that's a good point, right? Let's say you're in a waiting room dealing with medical crisis. Would you find greater comfort in the Bible or back issue of People magazine? What do you think? Although, I'd probably, you know, since laughter is healing, maybe a couple of spy versus spy magazines. Those would be funny. Jackson seemed genuinely shocked that the Bible had somehow made its way inside the building. We routinely have environmental of care rounding. What? We routinely have environment of care rounding teams that look for such material. My God, you think this was a satanic Bible? You think this thing was how to have sex with bovines or something? I don't know. I don't understand. What?
That would probably have been okay.
That would have been acceptable, I'm sure. I mean, these are like goon squads that go out there, got to cleanse the building of Christianity. Let me tell you what. Anything that looks like a cross, anything that might resemble a cross, anything that might resemble, you know, somebody. I don't even know what so stupid this is. Is this creepy to anybody else but me? Right? They can't provide adequate care for VA. We got men dying waiting for appointments. Right? We can't get them appointments to get them the treatment they absolutely need because they fought so hard for our freedoms. But we can keep them safe from those Bibles. How dare they? I don't get this. I don't get this at all. You know, I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the more I read these stories, the more I go through these things. I sit there and say, this is getting worse every single day. You're seeing more and more of these kind of things. And it's not that Buddhist kids can't, right? It's not that the Sikh kids can't. Definitely not the Muslim kids. It boils down, it pops down, it moves into the Christian kids can't. And that's just insane. It's wrong, and it's insane. We recently had, a couple weeks ago, we had Take Your Bible to School Day. And I can't tell you how many parents I talked to, Christian parents, that said they didn't want to start any trouble. Are you serious? Imagine if Jesus said, I didn't want to start any trouble. Come on, give it some thought. Can you imagine? It didn't matter what he did, because what he was preaching was totally against the day. Of course he started all kinds of trouble. And he knew what he was going to start. He knew what was going to happen. Yeah, somebody just sent me this thing on, the jury acquitted the leaders in the Oregon refuse standoff. Remember that? Remember that where they were? Let me see. Yeah, they acquit the leaders of the Oregon standoff of the federal charges. The leaders of the armed group who seized the National Wildlife Refuge in rural Oregon were acquitted Thursday in a 41-day standoff. Now, they're acquitted by a jury, which is cool, which is good, right? But I guarantee you guys, this hasn't gone away. It'll come back up. Let me see. Let's go to, it looks like, was that Al in Georgia? God, I'm bad at this, guys. You know, you leave me to this, and I'll let them pick it up at the board. Never mind. But the Oregon standoff We've seen this happen before where they've been acquitted. It's done, right? And I'm telling you today, here, take the bet. I'm telling you today, this will rise again. Yeah, the Bundys. Although I don't know if you, for some of you older folks, Bundy wasn't a good name. You know what I'm saying? I like this one too. So if you guys want to make some money in education, you know, real money. My dad always told me, don't go in education because you never make any money at it. I mean, it was a good, safe job, but you never make any money at it. An ex-teacher gets $75,000 in settlement after showing up to an elementary school field trip drunk. Hey, if that's all you got to do is get drunk and show up at a field trip if you're a teacher, I'm good. Now, a former elementary school teacher who passed out after showing up drunk to a bowling alley field trip is getting a $75,000 settlement from the Wisconsin city she sued. The ex-teacher, yeah, see, this stuff, if I was a judge, I'd be sitting there going, oh, really? Let me see, you showed up drunk, you passed out, they humiliated you, you didn't humiliate yourself by showing up drunk or passing out. The ex, you ready for this one? This should really make you sick. Maria Kaya, she filed a $5.5 million lawsuit against the city of Jansville last year, claiming police improperly released her blood alcohol tests. The city council approved the settlement Monday night. $5.5 million. God, couldn't they do? Why couldn't I get them to do that to me? Investigators said her blood alcohol percentage was 0.27% on the day of the field trip in June of 2013. The legal limit for driving is 0.08. Another staff member took Kaya to the hospital after finding her passed out in the bowling alley bathroom. WKOW reported as many as 8 other adults were chaperoning the group that day. Thank God. They were fourth graders. You imagine what it's like to see your, well, if you have the problem at home, I guess it's not a big deal. But can you imagine being a fourth grader and seeing your teacher slurring her words, not being able to walk, and then passing out or finding out she has passed out in the bathroom? What a role model. The school district paid her $18,000 to resign in a separate agreement. District, yeah, you have to quit. Here's $18,000. Please go away. Kaya claimed the city caused her stress because they publicly embarrassed her. I guess falling down dead down drunk at an outing in a bathroom on the floor is not an embarrassment at all. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba.
We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go cheap.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
And it is always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and please do be involved with the conversation. There's a lot going on in front of me, behind me, beside me. Just all kinds of happy stuff happening. And I am Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I'm hitting on all these anti-religious, anti-God stuff. Because, you know, we can't have, we did a story with the VA, you can't have a Bible. You can have all kinds of magazines, all kinds of nasty magazines in the doctor's office, you can't have a Bible in there. Just nasty, nasty. Anyway, so now we've got, you know, we're coming into the Christmas season again. Keep an eye out for my It's Okay to Say Merry Christmas button. That's going to be hitting here soon. But the schools are going to get into it, the malls, you know, take a stand at your schools. Do not allow them to pull out all the songs that have anything to do with Christmas. You wouldn't have the holiday without Christmas, without Christ. Yeah, and then some of you go, yeah, we'd have, what was that one? What's that stupid one? Festivus or something like that. You know, you'd have all these other, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't at all. The only thing that comes even close is the Jewish holidays, or holy days, as they prefer to call them. Christmas Carol is at the University Town Center Mall in Sarasota, Florida. for my Florida people. They will not have to sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer in Latin after all. The shopping mall is backing away from a memorandum that was sent to local choral groups that urged them to refrain from singing certain Christmas carols in English. Well, okay. You want to drink? You're gonna sing them in Swahili? I mean, I don't. The good folks at the American Family Association obtained a copy of the memo and says, for choral groups, the mall prefers no clearly recognizable Christian music, such as carols sung in English, spirituals, or gospel, classical holiday music, or music sung in a foreign language such as Latin, French, Spanish, Italian, or German. It's just fine. So as long as you mask the words so they're unrecognizable, there's a good chance that absolutely nobody in the mall will know what you're talking about. Go ahead and do it. I would. What's that?
But then they banned it. They said no more.
Well, you know what I'd love to do? If I've got listeners out there that speak any one of these languages, go get the karaoke version of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And if you go ahead and sing it and send it to me, you know, match it up, do it in Latin, Spanish, Italian, German, or whatever, I'll play it on the show. I'll use it as bumper music. How's that? I think that makes all the sense in the world. At Christmas time, we can't do Christmas carols. You see what's happened to us? And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of parents sitting there tonight going, well, that's right. We don't want people to feel offended. Well, I'm offended. Okay? I'm extremely offended. And I know every year this comes around, and every year I get my, you know, pants all bunched up. And people go, you know, get over it. It's just the way it is. The world is changing, Joe. I don't care. I don't want this part of the world to change. I don't think it should. I think it's what made us the humans that we were. Notice I said were. Because we're moving away from that. By the mall standards, church groups and choirs requesting to perform would be rejected because even Handel's Messiah and Ave Maria and other songs. You know where this all came from? I'll bet you. Remember, what do they call those when the singers like pop up out of nowhere and start singing?
Flash mob.
Flash mob. There you go. All those flash mobs that were popping up at malls across the country. Beautiful, pretty stuff. Yeah, you know what I would do anyway? I would show up with 100. Hey, show up with 150 people and do it anyway. What are they going to do? They're going to show up with a whole police department to drag you out of there? Right? Every one of you, when they show in and ask you what your name is, say Nancy Pelosi. That's all. It's that simple. Yeah, I'm Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi. Charlie Rangel. Yeah, that's because they got it. Listen, those guys will never get arrested anyhow. So if you give their name out, they won't go looking for them. AFA President Tim Wildman wrote in a letter to the supporters that he's one that wrote the letter that said by the mall standards, the church groups couldn't sing there, couldn't do anything at all, really. And you're going to allow them to get rid of Christian music. You know what you should do. I know you guys won't do this. Some of you might, but a lot of you won't. Go shopping at a different mall that has Christmas music. And make it a point to call, email, or send a letter to the mall management that you didn't go to. Say, I didn't shop at your mall today because you don't have Christmas music. Seriously, get some of the moms together. Get your little phone, your mom phone tree, you know, for elementary schools. Get it together and start telling these people, we're not coming. We're done with you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious.
They backed off of this one.
Maybe we should punish them for a day anyhow.
I think they got their punishment.
I got to do it longer than that. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm sorry. See, I got to read these all the way through. I just get all excited. There's no need for carolers to rush out and register for the Rosetta Stone, according to this. The spokesman for the property management company says that they'll still be allowed, oh God, really? They'll still be allowed to sing Joy to the World and Silent Night in English. Everything else will have to be in a third world country language. The materials created and distributed by a third party company related to the hiring of performance groups for UTC were not reviewed by UTC staff in advance for distribution. These materials do not in any way represent an existing center policy or viewpoint. We apologize for any confusion this may have caused within the Sarasota community. We want your money. We'd like you to attend the mall and spend here. That's me. Sounds like a pretty sincere apology to me, says one writer, Christmas Caroler. So pack away your pocket translators and get ready to belt out some music. I would inundate that place. I would have every church within 50 miles show up and just make it such a Christ-like mall. Make the place glow.
It's a heavy Christian and Jewish community.
Yeah, well, good. Glad to hear it. Unreal. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really, honestly, do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to put up that commercial, Re-Elect Gerald Doherty. Remember that commercial I showed you with the woman? That thing went viral, you know.
I think it's
great. Some of you, I'll put it up on the website later on. We already did the man up one, didn't we? Let's see. We won't do that one. Anyhow, we'll do this one. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, the other day, Trump shut down a CNN reporter. I don't even know if she's a reporter. I don't think I've ever seen her on CNN. She's probably one of those field reporters, right? And she was giving him grief for taking time off to help open up his hotel. I mean, this is one of his crowning achievements, what he did there. Gee, under budget, on time. Why would we want him as president, right? And this was a big deal. This wasn't a little deal. Let's see if I can. Can I play this thing? Probably, huh? Come on, Trump.
You're taking time out of swing states to go.
Come on, lady.
And so to people who say you're taking time out of swing states to go do this, you say.
I say the following. You have been covering me for the last long time. I did yesterday 8 stops and 3 major speeches, and I've been doing this for weeks straight. I left there for an hour and a half. I'm going to North Carolina right now, then I'm going to Florida, I'm going up to New Hampshire. For you to ask me that question is actually very insulting, because Hillary Clinton does one stop and then she goes home and sleeps, and yet you'll ask me that question. I think it's a very rude question, to be honest with you.
We need this man as president. I mean, can you... Okay, I loved it. I've loved it all along when he looks at the reporters and they ask him a really stupid question. I would have a phrase if I was him when he becomes president. Right? Somebody asks him a stupid question, he goes, you're an idiot. Next. I mean, that should be his answer. If you're going to ask dumb questions, you should be called out for answering, because there are dumb questions. If that reporter had thought for 30 seconds as to what she was saying and what she was doing, let me see, I'm going to ask the man who just came out of 8 stops. He did 8 stops the day before. He's going like a madman, racking up miles on his plane. Hillary's taking a nap. Now, what gives you the right to take an hour off and to open up a building in D.C.? You know, one that brought jobs, brought money into the area, even more money to D.C. because, like, there's not enough money there already, right? She brought all this money and brought people to work and what have you in that area, and the only thing she wants to hit him on is that he took an hour, 90 minutes, not even an hour, 90 minutes to go do what he did. Are these people brain dead? Well, yeah, well, you already know the answer to that question. Yes, they are brain dead. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging in with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE. I'll take any question about any issue anywhere. If I don't know the answer, I'll just tell you I don't know the answer. I'll hang up on you. In a nice way. I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Some nice thing. Let's do a good story. We'll do a happy story after the break. I promise. We'll be right back.